This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ruben Flores. Date of birth, July the 23rd, 1969. Case ID number 573-1881. Date of exam 12/15/2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Tin Kwok, dated 9/21/20. And from Hurd and Smith, dated 6/4/2021. And also a report from Dr. Dionisio Calvo III, dated 3/16/2021. Identifying information. This is a 53-year-old single male with no children presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus and toe amputation. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2020 where he did yard work and also worked as a migrant for many years. The claimant states he worked in warehouses and assisted in construction of home building for 30 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his brother and his wife, and he is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Number two, toe amputation. History of allegations. Number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2020 he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, left blurred vision, and a weight loss of 60 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, coma, nephropathy, coma, or cardiovascular disease. However, he does have diabetic polyneuropathy of both feet, along with amputations of the toe. He was also diagnosed with peripheral vascular disease. He checks his blood glucose once per week and states that it usually comes out between 106 to 150. He is presently taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, and Trulicity, 4.5 milligrams QE. His last hemoglobin A1C was 6.4, which is fairly well controlled. It had been 11.7 before that time. He was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus with angioplasty. His blood sugar levels appeared to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, ulcer of the right shin leg and left foot big toe amputation of the hallux toe. The claimant states that in 2018, he started to develop ulcers of his legs and of his feet. The claimant went on to have an amputation of the left hallux toe, which is the big toe of his left foot, and he has also developed a right shin ulcer, which had not healed completely at this time. X-rays were performed, and it was diagnosed that he did have a mild osteomyelitis. The claimant had the surgery on September the 24th, 2020. Recently, he started to develop more gangrenous cellulitis of the same right toe amputation area and had another debridement, an excision of tissue on 12/6/2022 of this month. The claimant has had two surgeries on his toe and a minor surgery of his right shin area. He is presently recovering from these surgeries and has difficulty ambulating. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, and pain that he feels daily. He states his biggest complaint is numbness of his feet and hands. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet with crutches, stand for 10 minutes, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states because of his condition, he is unable to squat or climb stairs at this time. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, but is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, or sweep a room at this time, as well as button his clothes or put his clothes on by himself. He states he can lift approximately 15 pounds above his head at this time because of his foot problem. Before, he was able to lift 50 to 60 pounds above his head, and he is able to use his left hand more than his right. The claimant states he is having difficulty writing at this time. The claimant has two assistive devices, which are crutches and also a wheelchair that he uses. His physician is Dr. Janat Kanan. He is presently on no medications for pain, but is taking Bactrim 1-POBID for infection. At the present time, he does minimal physical activity secondary to his condition, and his condition appears to be ongoing, and they're having difficulty in healing his wounds, although his hemoglobin A1C at this time is 6.4. Family history. The father is 78, has hypertension, walks with a cane, and has osteoarthritis. His mother died at the age of 49 from melanoma and skin cancer. Medications, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, Pravastatin 20 milligrams QD, Lisinopril 20 milligrams QD, Bactrim 1-POBID, and Trulicity 4.5 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, history of osteomyelitis of the left foot, ankle, and right shin, history of motor vehicle accident with rib fractures on the left side and left femur fracture in 1973 with open reduction internal fixation. The claimant also had a right inguinal hernia repair in 2016. And recently, the surgeries of the left hallux toe amputation on September the 24th, 2020, and a second debridement surgery on 12/6/2022. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 1 6-pack of beer per week for 25 years. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant states he had hepatitis A as a child. He denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. physical examination. Temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit. Weight 183 pounds. Height 6 feet 1 inch tall. BP 147 over 103 mmHg. Heart rate was 128 beats per minute. Respiration was 18 respirations per minute. BMI was 24.5. The claimant states he did take his medications, but his blood pressure is high and his pulse is elevated. General, this is a 53-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild distress secondary to having a left foot debridement on 12/6/2022. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. H-E-E-N-T, could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters, but there was an increased heart rate of 128 beats per minute, which is tachycardia, but his heart rhythm was normal. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? There is a hallux big toe amputation of the left foot, which has not healed and appears to be an ongoing cellulitis in that area. He also has a 3 centimeter by 4 centimeter right shin ulcer, which is also presently healing at this time. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did present with assisted devices where 2 crutches where he used them constantly and was unable to walk around the room without them. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Musculoskeletal. The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms, but did have tenderness of the left foot and the right shin area of his leg, secondary to cellulitis and infection. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted, except for the left big toe area where amputation has been performed. And the right shin leg area where there is an ongoing ulcer. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant does have decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the lower extremities, especially in the foot area of the left foot. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant is able to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, secondary to the recent surgery of his left big toe. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant has difficulty walking on his heels and toes, secondary to decrease in sensory function and the recent surgery of his left toe area where amputation has been performed and a recent debridement. He could not stand on one foot bilaterally and wasn't able to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires an assisted device at this time, and in this case, it was 2 crutches. Neurological exam. Grip strength is +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachialis, patella, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was +5/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted, secondary to his foot condition. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left foot area, especially the toe area, and the right shin leg. He is unable to heel toe and tandem walk normally at this time. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a left foot amputation with cellulitis, which is ongoing, and a right shin ulcer, which is presently an ongoing healing. Probable diagnoses: insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, dash, being treated at this time. The claimant has a hemoglobin A1C of 6.4, which is fairly well controlled. However, he does have severe diabetic polyneuropathy of his lower extremities with a left toe amputation and cellulitis at this time. Allegation number 2, left toe amputation with a ulcer of the right shin, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant's condition appears to be ongoing, and they are having difficulty in healing his ulcers and cellulitis at this time, along with osteomyelitis. The claimant is on an antibiotic at this time and is being followed closely with different treatments. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ruben Flores.